Hello, welcome to WSD Voice, a podcast focused on positive and informative news in Waterford School District. I am your host, Sarah Davis, the Director of Communications and Community Relations, and I am here with Waterford School District Superintendent Scott Lindberg. For those of you who are watching this podcast today on our YouTube channel, you may notice a little bit of a different setup. We had been sharing a studio with Media Network, but with our growing podcast, we realized we needed more space of our own, so here we are. And as happy as we are to have this new studio, we did want to thank Media Network for sharing their space and equipment with us for the past 2 years.
Yes, it was because of that partnership that the podcast was even able to get going a couple years ago. So we're grateful to them and the partnership indeed. Well, so now on to our podcast topic today. We have a couple of our middle school principals, and we're here going to talk about teaming at the middle schools, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And as a formal middle school teacher and principal, this is a topic I'm very passionate about because I know it's good for kids teaching and learning.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is teaming, you may ask? I had the same question myself. So we're going to get the answer to that and more with our guest today. We have with us Radhika Isaac, principal at Mason Middle School, and Kyle Schultz, principal at Pierce Middle School. Both of these principals have been responsible for implementing this innovative teaching approach, which we started last year. So certainly they both will have some great insights. Welcome to the show, Radhika and Kyle.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yep, no problem. So, Radhika, we'll start with you. What is teaming and how does it differ from maybe a more traditional teaching method?
Yeah, what I really appreciate about teaming is, middle school is a transition from elementary to high school. So we go from one classroom, you know, just leaving that one classroom a few times a day to now going to 6 different classes during the day. And so what teaming allows us to do is it creates kind of a small neighborhood within our larger building. So each of our grade levels, we have 2 teams. Each team has 4 core teachers. And what it does is with the 4 core teachers, we physically locate them right near one another. And the students that are part of that team, which is about 150 or so students, they have the same 4 core teachers, and their lockers are right there. So essentially, physically, it is a neighborhood within a building.
Okay. So why would you use this method versus maybe a more traditional teaching method? Kyle, what are some of the benefits you get from teaming?
Well, besides the fact that this is a much easier transition for students as they move on from elementary school to middle school, it also develops a stronger sense of community within the school for both students and staff. They're now connected to a smaller group, makes a larger school seem a lot smaller. It allows for students and staff to get to know each other better and staff to get to know the needs of their students. Staff is able to stay entirely within one grade and share a common planning period, which is a huge advantage for meeting the needs of each of those individual kids. And it also allows the staff to work collaboratively on meeting the unique academic, social, and emotional needs of students in the middle school, because it's such a transition year and students are very need a lot of support in all of those areas.
Okay, so several benefits then. Radhika, you already just discussed what teaming is, but what can you give us a little bit more of the details? How are teams formed? What are some of the processes used to select what teachers or what students are part of each group, some of those kinds of things?
Yeah, so when students are transitioning from 5th to 6th grade, we ask our 5th grade teachers and even the students get a lot of input as to what their best learning scenarios might be, where we can support them. And then based on that, we really use a community focus. We want to create, again, that sense of neighborhood. So we want students to be represented in both teams equally. And so we take a lot of time and effort to make sure that the staff that we place into each team has chosen to be there, is excited to work as a team. As Kyle mentioned, we have the same prep period. So there's 5 days of time built in for our teachers to actually collaborate with these students. So we put a lot of emphasis on ensuring that our students feel welcomed. And so when we do put students on teams, though it's pretty random in some way, but not really, because we sort of hand select and make sure that we put students exactly where we think that they're going to be successful.
Okay. Thanks for that information, Radhika. Let's take a quick commercial break, and then we will be back to learn more about teaming.
Hello, Waterford School District Superintendent Scott Lindberg here. The Waterford Pool and Fitness Center is your recreation and fitness community center. We offer a welcoming, supportive environment for people who are interested in recreation, fitness, and enjoyment. We have both land and water fitness classes for all levels and offer both annual and three-month memberships. Find out more about our pools and fitness center programming on our website at wsdmi.org. That's wsdmi.org.
Okay, and we're back again with Radhika Isaac, principal at Mason, and Kyle Schultz, principal at Pierce, to discuss teaming in our middle schools. So it's obvious from this discussion that teaming requires a lot of partnership, which sometimes can result in other challenges. Kyle, there have been many challenges, I'm sure, that have come up. Can you kind of talk about some of those challenges, how you've worked through those, a couple of examples of that?
Yeah, I think the number one challenge was that this was a new model for almost all of our staff. And so it was a challenge for us to figure out how to maximize the advantages of teaming. And we've done that a couple ways through professional development, both at the district level and at the building level. Utilizing PLC meetings and having not only academic area meetings, but also grade level meetings in order for them to work together and collaborate. And then also allowing teachers to use their conference period to problem solve, whether it be issues within the team that they need to work out or how they can best support some of the students on their team.
Okay, Radhika, any challenges from Mason?
Yeah, similar to what was already shared, I'll just add on to that along with the professional learning. One of the things that we've offered our staff is to come in and model. I have staff that came from buildings and experiences that included teaming practices. So we're capitalizing on the wealth of knowledge that's already in the building. The biggest challenge is really practicing our restorative and making sure that we are restorative as a group of adults and then also with our students. It has afforded us opportunities to really, whenever there's a conflict, which there's always conflict, whether it's in the classroom, in the hallways, not getting along with a teacher or disliking something that's happening, the teaming model really allows our staff to meet together and to collaborate. And we've had restorative circles with staff and students to then, again, our focus is building that community. So that was a challenge that I did not anticipate. However, it's something that we've discovered that's been an asset.
Okay. And then now kind of reversing that question, if you could give some positive examples of how teaming has worked. Radhika, why don't you just keep going? And then Kyle, you can follow up after her.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of teaming, so I have a lot of positives that came from that. The biggest positive for me is that students know that they belong here. There's somebody on the team. You know, we don't get along with all the adults that are here to support us, but we get along with some. And teaming allows students to build those relationships in a more meaningful way. With six different teachers, if the teachers, four of them we know, talk to one another, I have the same four teachers as my classmates do, and that in itself allows the students to feel comfortable, to know that, you know, I get to start over every class period, but also if I'm having a tough time, my teacher is going to have my back into the next class and let my next teacher know if there is something that they need to be mindful of. So it has been amazing to create that sense of belonging. That's certainly a very large positive for us at the middle level in Waterford.
Yeah, nothing so important as that sense of belonging, huh? Mm-hmm. All right, Kyle?
Yeah, similar to Radhika's, our number one positive has been both the students and staff taking greater pride and ownership in the communities that they're building together, that they've built together. Anywhere from like the fun stuff that's important in middle school, such as like the silly team names that they've created, and the students and staff work together to create those things and plan events as a team in order to connect these kids to not only to the school but also to their team. We've seen a huge increase in school spirit, school pride, just from the teaming model. And then there's also the serious stuff, using the team concept to allow staff and students to address problems within the school as they arise in a collaborative manner, where both the staff and the students take ownership over the solutions. Overall, it's made a world of difference for us. We know that, you know, it's the ideal model for middle schools.
Awesome. So wonderful examples from both of you. And obviously, these were probably the results we were hoping for when we started teaming. But
yes.
Scott, mm-hmm. you were the one along with the teaching and learning team who decided to implement mm-hmm. teaming in the middle school. So can you talk a little bit about what was the impetus for starting it?
Well, I would say came right from our community. When I first came here 4.5 years ago, talking with parents, talking with students and teachers, we had some opportunity to better do our transitions from elementary to middle school and middle school to high school. And I know that research shows that teaming helps with that because the sense of belonging that was mentioned, relationship, also relevance, rigor. So I've always talked about relationship first, relevance to what's going on around the students, and then you can attack the rigor. And that gets kids ready as they continue to move on and progress. But if you think about, if you've ever had a middle school student, 11, 12, 13-year-olds, there's a lot going on there. And, you know, they're experiencing life and things are changing. So we want a team belonging approach that will help benefit and support our students from the elementary as they're growing and getting ready into high school. And so certainly that came from our community. We have made progress. We're going to continue to make progress. But that transition from one level to the next has been critically important and something our community really wanted us to do a little bit better on.
Okay, so we've heard from Scott about why teaming was implemented, but what about the teachers and the students affected by this decision? Scott headed to Pierce Middle School to get some feedback, so let's play that clip.
Well, hello, Scott Lindberg, Superintendent, Waterford School District here, and today we are at Pierce Middle School, grades 6, 7, and 8, and we have one of our students here and a teacher. I'm going to have them introduce themselves, and then I've got a couple questions for them.
Hello, my name is Colby Sugden. I'm in 7th grade, and I go to Pierce Middle School.
All right, Colby, I got to ask, what's your favorite subject?
Math.
Math, all right. Mr. Brown, Mr. Joe Brown, you teach here at Pierce. Tell us a little bit about your time here, and what do you teach?
I've been here for 7 years. I teach math and math enrichment here in the 7th grade hallway.
Okay, great. Well, you know, we're here today talking about teaming. That's something new we started here at the middle schools, both Pierce and Mason. And tell me a little bit about what are the benefits to teachers for teaming when you're talking about collaborating, lesson planning, and curriculum implementation?
So one of the major benefits I've seen so far is the strengthening the relationships between the students and the teachers. We come together, we talk about curriculum, how we can spread it across the board, we can help each other out. And then the one-on-one relationships with the students as well. That's been a major benefit since we've implemented teaming within the school building.
Yeah, one of the things, and of course, I was in a middle school. I was a principal for 12 years, taught in a middle school for almost 4. So it's very near and dear to my heart. But middle school, I always talked about relationships, relevance, and rigor. And you talked about that relationship. How do you meet the needs of our diverse learning population?
So our team personally, we meet, well, we do our weekly PLC meetings, but we talk on a daily basis. Like we meet in the hallways, between classes. If we have an issue, not even just an issue, if we just have to talk about certain students or what we need to better meet the needs of our students, we talk on a regular, we have a text message chain, we email, we call, we meet regularly to help meet the needs and the success of our students. Just constant communication.
Yeah. So how is that different now with teaming? How does that model work better than maybe it did before?
We're more open. The relationships are open now. We're encouraged to share and to work with each other. And there's even a competitive nature, a friendly competitive nature between the other teams. So, and like we have competition throughout here. We have the Pierce Cup that we're competing for, the spirit, the school culture's up. I mean, it's a great environment right now. So,
yeah, environment and where kids feel connected.
Yes.
That's first and most important. Colby, tell me a little bit about what do you think about the teaming approach?
I think teaming is good because one reason is because I could be with people throughout the day that I feel comfortable with, and if I need help with anything, if there's people in the other class, I can always ask them for help because I feel comfortable with them.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, relationships, feeling comfortable with not only your classmates, but also your teachers. Okay, Mr. Brown, another question for you. When we're talking about academics, the four of you teachers on a team working together, how do you ensure that academic success for all of the students on the team is paramount to everything you do every day?
So a great example this year is we've implemented Dreambox and Lexia, and we spread that across both, you know, math teacher to the science teacher with Dreambox. And if they're not meeting their goals in the math class with Dreambox, the science teacher, I'll give a list, mm-hmm. and she'll make sure or try to make sure that those students get those five lessons. Same with the language arts teachers, social studies, they'll be on Lexia. If they don't meet those set goals, they'll hop on Lexia and social studies and do that. I do the same thing with missing assignments. If we have a lot of missing assignments in math or social studies, science, they can do them in other classes if they have time, like downtime. Our whole team is on the same page with that, as long as they're not doing it during class time. Mm-hmm. So we are all on the same page. We communicate that. And the students know that as well. We have that structure, and we accommodate to the students that need that help. So, mm-hmm.
Excellent. So all focused on relationships, relevance, rigor, helping students be successful in all they do. So again, we're here today at Pierce Middle School with Mr. Brown and Colby. Thank you to you both for spending some time with us today.
Okay, great feedback and positivity from our teacher Joe Brown and student Colby, both from Pierce there, about the beauty of teaming and how it is working for them. As I stated earlier, our district is relatively new to teaming. We just started it at the middle schools last year. So with that being said, Radhika and Kyle, looking ahead, what do you envision for the future of teaming in the middle schools? And Scott, if you have any insight into this, that's great too. So whoever wants to go first.
Yeah, I'll go first. I'll make that decision for us. I think teaming, every scenario has its pros and cons, mm-hmm. right? Every scenario, you have to give something to then gain something. And teaming does have its challenges, you know, creating a master schedule. These are all adult challenges, mm-hmm. by the way. You know, creating a master schedule, trying to make sure that we are able to meet the needs of all of our students with their specific plans, things like that. Those are challenges that us as adults, we work through, and as long as we're committed to it, for the students, there's very few giving up of anything that they have to do. It's really, really, truly beneficial for students. So I look forward to the commitment from our district. Teaming does take more effort, more time, more energy. There has to be a budget that's dedicated to teaming because it does take a lot more to put that into place because it is best practice. And so I look forward to continuing that within our district and growing our staff and really engaging with our community and the neighborhood style that we have within our middle schools.
Kyle, anything to add to that, or did she sum it up?
I mean, just that, you know, we already mentioned that it's what's best for kids, so that's research-based, and you know, it's best for staff as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen an improvement just in the staff's morale, and they knew that was what's best for staff, for students, so that's a huge commitment by the district, and we really appreciate it.
And Scott, district level, you kind of have that overreaching thought on features and programming.
I love what I hear. It's best for students, it's best practice, and it's good for staff. Mm-hmm. The collaboration, working together, working with parents and students on your team, and that's just the best way to go. We get the results there that we're looking for, and it's just really the heart of the middle school, being on a team, having that sense of belonging and working together for what's best for the whole school.
So it sounds like the implementation has gone well, but it is a commitment. So Scott, what advice do you have for maybe other districts who are considering doing teaming?
Well, you want to, again, be committed. You want to be providing professional development, both at the district level and the building level, as was mentioned here, but also the time to work through some of those challenges that come up and the support there for the teachers to work with students and families to develop those norms, develop the way we do things, both on the team and in the school building. But again, I would say for any district, look at best practice. Look at what's best for kids. And certainly that connectiveness to the school community, to the, their teachers, is so critically important. We know that. Just going to college, going to high school, any of the success comes from that commitment, that connectedness. And that's what we're talking about with teaming. And so it's not always easy, but it's something that I would highly encourage any district to look at who isn't doing it already at the middle school level.
Okay, there you have it, the ins and outs of middle school teaming. Radhika and Kyle, thank you for being here to provide insight on this topic. It sounds like some really innovative and comprehensive learning is taking place at the middle schools, and a lot of that is because you are leading that practice. Also, thank you again to Pierce Middle School teacher Joe Brown and Pierce student Colby for their unique perspectives on the value of teaming. That is the end of this episode. Thank you for tuning in to our award-winning podcast, WSD Voice. This podcast is brought to you by Waterford School District's Department of School and Community Services and is produced by video production coordinator Jane Tichelli. I am the host of this podcast, Sarah Davis, and you can find all episodes of WSD Voice on our website at wsdmi.org, or you can tune in to 89.5 WAHS or Radio Central Multicultural. We also invite you to subscribe to the podcast, which is available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and if you want to watch the recording, on our WSD YouTube channel. We so appreciate you listening today and encourage you to tune into future episodes of WSD Voice as we discuss topics geared toward inspiring, educating, and empowering our students, staff, alumni, and community to thrive.